Erev Shabbos Kodesh Parshas Tetzaveh Tavshanayin Vav. The Torah tells us in Perichav Tes Pasuk Vav, Venosatas Nezer HaKodesh Ala Mitznefes. You shall place the crown of sanctity over the turban. The Torah tells us that the Kohen Gadol used to wear a turban, and on top of the turban he had to wear a crown. The job of the Kohen Gadol was to be Bnei Yisrael's agent in the Beis HaMikdash by offering karbanos and to be their teacher and spiritual mentor. However, it's enigmatic that the Torah stresses his crown, because in contrast, the Melech Yisrael, the Jewish king, who was charged with ruling the people and did have jurisdiction over them, is not portrayed as having a crown. The only demand that we find that the Torah places upon a king was that he write a Sefer Torah to be read by him all the days of his life. Why is there such a difference between the roles of the Kohen Gadol and the king? Rav Zalman Sarotzkin, Zecharei Livracha, says from here that the true bearer of the crown of Am Yisrael has been their spiritual leader, the Kohen Gadol. His mission was the paramount one, for he affected Klal Yisrael's spiritual sustenance. The king earned his crown by seeking Torah from the lips of the Kohen Gadol, thereby granting his monarchy longevity. Interestingly enough, we find at the beginning of the parsha that Moshe Rabbeinu has a tzivui of "You shall command v'ata tetzavis bnei Yisrael." Moshe Rabbeinu was commanded by the bnei Yisrael, "V'yichu elecha shemen zayizach." You shall command bnei Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu that they should bring to you pure olive oil. The halacha in this pasuk is that Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who had to oversee, who had to be the mashkiach, so to speak, over the oil that was brought to be burnt in the Beis HaMikdash. Him and only him was able to sign off that the oil was Shemen Zayizach. There's another halacha that the Torah tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu was directly involved in. V'ata hakrev elecha as Aaron echicha l'chan eli. And you shall bring Aaron, your brother, that he should be a minister, that he should be a Kohen Gadol to me. Why is it that Moshe Rabbeinu had a direct involvement, a direct tzivui in these two inyanim, in these two matters? Rav Elchanan Sarotzkin says that these tasks are things that require the supervision of the Gadol Hadar. The oil from the Torah, from the menorah, symbolizes the light of Torah, which burns constantly, illuminating the entire world with its pure light. The light of Torah must be pure, purged by any secular ingredients. This oil must be sealed with the seal of the Kohen Gadol, like we know in the story of Hanukkah, or the Gadol Hadar of that generation. The Torah tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu had to supervise and disseminate Torah study, and it should only be under the guidance of Gedolei Yisrael. Secondly, Moshe Rabbeinu is obligated to personally oversee the Kohen Gadol's appointment. This represents the Torah leadership of every generation, the rabbis and the teachers who educate and inspire others with Torah knowledge. As the Torah must remain pure, so must its disseminators exemplify erudition and values. We find that in the second Beis HaMikdash, there were unqualified Kohanim Gedolim who bought their position, and as a result caused a tremendous amount of spiritual havoc during that time. They were appointed by a corrupt and immoral leadership, and not under the supervision of the Moshe Rabbeinu, so to speak, of that generation. Therefore, the Torah admonishes Moshe Rabbeinu that he must intervene directly in the appointment of Klal Yisrael's spiritual leadership. With these ideas that spiritual leadership is tantamount, that having the correct leaders is tantamount, leading our generation, or any generation, we can understand something which is unique to this week's parsha as well. We know, the Kashan Sar Magas tells us, that Moshe Rabbeinu's Yartzeit always comes out, Zayin Adar always comes out in Parshas Tetzaveh. We also know that this is the only parsha in the Torah after Moshe Rabbeinu was born, that his name is not mentioned. Why is it in this week's Parsha Dafka, in the week that Moshe Rabbeinu passed away, his name is not found? Also, Rav Zalman Sarotzkin asks in the Aznayim LaTorah, wouldn't we want to have Moshe Rabbeinu's name in this week's Parsha? We know that it's the minig by many Chassidim and others that on the Yartzeit of a Rebbe or the Yartzeit of somebody who's a Tzaddik, we say his Torah, we drink L'chaim, we do all sorts of things to remember him and to perpetuate his memory, to perpetuate his Torah, to perpetuate the things that he taught us. Dafka, in this week's Parsha, why do we not mention Moshe Rabbeinu's name at all? So, based on this, one could say that this week's Parsha really has Moshe Rabbeinu's name written all over it. Because we know that Moshe Rabbeinu, having his name, is not so important. The importance is Moshe Rabbeinu disseminating Torah, disseminating Messiah, disseminating to Klal Yisrael what they need in order to continue to be an Am Segula, to be an Am Kadesh. So of course, Moshe Rabbeinu's name in the Torah is important. We like to have Moshe Rabbeinu's name. It's something which is part and parcel of the Nesinus HaTorah. But more importantly of the Nesinus HaTorah, more importantly than the reading of the name of Moshe Rabbeinu, is what Moshe Rabbeinu imparted to us. And that's the Torah, that's the Messiah that he got from HaKadosh Baruch Hu from Har Sinai. Guten Shabbos.